Congressman Nelson, Mr. President.
Oh.
Yes.
Anchor, I was awfully busy, as you can imagine, because of the amounts that I made yesterday, but I noted in Clark McGregor keeps me informed when some very good friends have birthdays, and you, Ellie told me you were had a birthday, and I said, hell, you can't be that old.
By golly, I'm 67 years old.
That's right, and you just look great.
Yeah.
Well, I just want you to know that as I saw that little note from Clark, and he did, of course, I remembered how you really came to bat with us in those early days before 68 and everything.
And your boys right here in the office.
Have you?
Kavanaugh and
they were,
Zapp, they're over here lobbying on something.
They're lobbying on something?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
We're working on the cancer bill.
Oh, that's all right. You do that.
Sometime I'd like to drop by. if I get out of here at the end of this term, one request, and that's John Hogan, who really did the crime bill.
Right, right.
A good lawyer. He was with Judge Walsh. And put him on the pad because...
What would you like him to do?
I'd
like
to have him on that court somewhere.
Right. Is he? He's not in a court now?
No. I'll talk to you. Say, you're a little bit hoarse.
No. No, it's just a little heaver. Let me ask you to do this.
Yeah.
Just, you put his name. How old is he now?
He's about 51 or 2.
He'd like to be on one of the district courts up there?
I'd say the Superior Court here. He's really...
He's here in Washington.
No, he's here. He lives in the district.
A good, strong man, is he?
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what you do. You don't have to wait. And you just give the name, get it down to Clark.
Yeah.
Send it down to me, and send it down, and tell him to bring it into me, and I'll give it to Mitchell. And boy, when we get into vacancy, why, we'll take a hard look at him.
We're trying to work out some kind of a compromise on the on the cancer thing because
Paul
was pretty adamant. So we're trying to figure out some way so that there's a direct line from your office to the operation of the program without leaving a little face saver for Paul Rogers, who's a good man. And
I know he is.
Meeting the
Senate. He's a fine man.
We'll work it out.
Well, I appreciate that. The reason I need the direct line is this. As you know what happens, Anchor, you can tell Paul, it all gets down in the woodwork and nobody pays any attention. But it's just the feeling that the president really cares about it. It's like I'm working with Chaffee and this drug thing.
I suggested in the hearing that there be an overview group, maybe three people appointed by the president, that ties right in with the cancer operation.
Good.
In the NIH.
Good.
It gives you a direct line in there and a control of it, and this would give Paul sort of what he wants, and he might buy that, and Dr. Kaplan, one of the original committee, endorsed that kind of an idea, Judge, and he drew that conclusion from my interrogation of witnesses. He said he liked this Nelson idea. That
would
work.
Good.
So
sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right.
Yeah, fine.